This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
The age of wonder.
You're in the age of wonder.
Another world.
We're about to go back to where we were.
Another time.
We're about to go back to the future.
This land was green and good.
You instinctively know it.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. We're into hour number four. I'm going to co-host a little bit with David Knight, who's coming in the next segment. I'm going to go to your phone calls, I promise. But let me finish up with the demonization of Gwyneth Paltrow and yours truly for daring to sell supplements, the very same compounds, because we want to sell the best sellers. You know, that's what works. Just recompound and make them better. That Whole Foods sells. The GNC sells. I mean, we sell, I know for a fact, coming out this week, the same whey powder that a top company sells it nationwide for, and we're going to sell it for $6 less per container. Same thing. Other stuff I'm selling for way less than what, I mean, but again, that D Magazine and others said, look, he sells coffee. They believe that you're so weak-minded that you think it's kooky that I, there it is on screen, that I would sell coffee. Coffee. Are Gwyneth Paltrow and Alex Jones on the same alt health page? Again, this is like just attempts to create this synergy because they know putting my name in things gets ratings up, which is great. It's great for us, too. It's just that, believe me, the failing, dying media has to pick fights with us to get attention. But in the aggregate, they have a much bigger audience, all of them together. So I play along with them as I'm sucking their audience out of them and waking them up and loving every minute of it. So let's go back to the demonization piece with some teleprompter reading, guys, that a whole room full of writers put together. Here it is.
Both sites also recommend alternative remedies like active silver, Eleuthero root, and deboned salmon enemas. Okay, I made that last one up. But
to back it up again, notice they say poison there. They mix in pretty much subliminally, just like they put a Hitler mustache very lightly on the cover of, was it Time or Newsweek? I forget. Donald Trump Jr. It says caught red-handed. Pull that up for me, please. Poisoned Poseidon Extreme. And then it's got ocean flow formula. Again, none of that's true. Again, Hitler mustache. The Russians aren't even communists anymore. Red-handed. Lie after lie after lie. Let's continue.
Okay, I made that last one up, but we all know when you lose the bones, you lose the health benefits.
Okay, Michael.
Dr. Augusta.
So Gwyneth Paltrow puts the same herbs in her green smoothies as Alex Jones puts on his pizza steaks, but I still don't understand what this has to do with a divided America.
Well, of course not. You don't have a medical degree.
Now, Trevor, you know what this is? A horseshoe?
Wrong. This is a symbol of a political theory named the horseshoe theory of politics. Now, it states the far left and the far right, rather than being at opposite ends of a linear political continuum, in reality closely resemble one of another, much like the ends of a horseshoe. So it's actually a horseshoe. So Gwyneth is here. Alex is here. Pretty close. In fact, the extreme fringes have a ton in common. Both don't believe in vaccines. Both think 9/11 was an inside job. Both like birds. You know, when you think about it, the movie Birdman, isn't that really just a fancy Duck Dynasty? What? Birdman is nothing like Duck Dynasty. The point is, maybe we can all learn from the extremes and focus on what brings us together. A healthy skepticism of authority and, well, a powder drink that gives you boners. Okay?
I mean, if it'll bring us together in America.
No. Don't think that. That kicks in.
The true political spectrum is tyranny on one end, liberty on the other, and where you want to be in that spectrum. And a libertarian constitutional republic is about 80% towards basically total anarchy. But you can't ever have total anarchy because then it always creates back to the first stage. But you want as most limited government, all based on individual achievement. That builds men. Just giving people things creates monsters. That's a historical fact. We'll be right back with your phone calls, I promise, right out of the gate. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. They misrepresent it because they hate it, because it will defeat them.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, coming up, what is it? August 20th, David Knight's going to be the first guy to kick off the new line of broadcasts we're going to have here. And then coming up on September 4th, we're going to kick off with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and, of course, Mike Cernovich. That's going to be a very, very powerful transmission every day at 4 o'clock, at 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. So that's all coming up. I'm going to go right to your calls for folks that have been holding patiently. Debbie, Based, Mailman, Gus, Eric, and Craig in this segment. But David, tell folks what you've got coming up.
Well, Alex, we talked on Friday about this GOP operative who was going to expose the Clintons, and we talked about the suspicious circumstances of his suicide. Now we've got a Haitian official who's going to testify on Tuesday about the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, and he committed suicide over the weekend.
By firearm.
Yeah, by firearm. So that's one of the interesting things. We kind of look at insurance, and of course we have insurance covers saying that they don't want to have people have an option. So they want to put you in these Cadillac situations. As Rand Paul has said, this is a super fund for the insurance companies. And we've said from the very beginning, this was written by and for the insurance companies. It was designed to fail. They want to get single payer, which is what Hillary Clinton pushed when she became first lady. She tried to take over
our health insurance. And Pocahontas said that was the plan.
That's right.
Ezekiel Emanuel said it was the plan.
Elizabeth
and we told
Warren
people,
onto it.
It's designed to screw you over by big mega banks. And the left said, no, it's not. It's something free for me. Just like I'm going to win the Nigerian email. I'm rich now. The lottery's real. They just will not admit they're conned, and then they want to go get more worthless educations, and they want to make us their slaves because they're chumps to the globalists. So how do we protect ourselves from all these chumps?
Well, you know, interestingly, Alex, on Friday when we talked about this, we mentioned the fact that while you got the national Democrats like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren who are trying to push this single-payer system, in California they've been looking at it for a long time. Jerry Brown, who's now the governor, back in the 90s was campaigning on that, and he just said, you can't solve a problem by making the problem bigger. Where's the money going to come from?
And finally they hit the wall, like Venezuela or North Korea.
Exactly.
They're about to collapse, and then guess what? You ain't getting nothing now.
That's right.
Once you wreck everything, you dumb slobs that love the New World Order, you destroyed the golden goosey-woosey. I mean, again, I hate the globalists, but they're all exempt offshore, and they talk about the public like they're the biggest idiots on Earth. And when I've been invited to go to the Kissinger Group or invited to join the globalists and offered $10 million contracts, all that, people go, oh, you weren't offered that. Now, look, we're 10 times bigger than that. Just like people go, oh, you didn't have, you know, 7 million views of that video this weekend. Oh, I'm sorry, it's like 10 billion now. People just can't understand. We are for real. Do you have that through your head? We know what we're talking about. We want you to be prosperous. We want to turn things around. We're the good guys. That's where everybody wants to come to America. Because we are good guys and we have a conscience, but we can be guilted into going along with globalist garbage because we have such a big conscience. And the final equation is good people of every race, color, and creed that are one race, the red-blooded race, to stop being chumps. Be nice to people that deserve it, but stop rolling over and being pushed around. This country was founded on not trusting the government. This country was founded on having small government. It was founded on not worshiping royalty. Why are we worshiping Queen Elizabeth and the rest of her inbred moron family? That is not America, David.
You know, absolutely, Alex. And when we look at what's going on with the healthcare situation, Rand Paul said that this is welfare. This is a super fund for the insurance companies. But you can also see what's happening on the Republican side. We've got Mitch McConnell handing out massive favors to individual senators to buy their votes. And it's the center of the Republican Party that is at war with Trump, that is at war with the agenda that GOP voters have voted for in every election.
And by the way, they admitted Obamacare is meant to get worse and worse. Yes. And as it gets worse, the bailouts, the big banks get worse, and your health care gets worse, and then the actuary computers to save it will fully take control of health care now and manage it all. And then unless you're part of the elite, you're not going to get health care anymore. Welcome to Idiotville. How many liberals have called or on the street gone, I wish it was like England or Cuba where I get free health care. Hey, Dumbo, it's horrible health care in those countries, Dumbo.
Now let's talk about what's going on in England. We got that little baby, 11-month-old Charlie Gard, that Trump said, hey, if we can help, we'll help. We had a hospital, Columbia University, say, we've got an experimental treatment, and yet they won't let this kid go.
Because they want to set the precedent that you don't get the health care. Terminated. Executed. You are obsolete, little baby.
If they are the single payer, they will have the single decision as to what happens to your health care.
Because we're all in this together as single payer, and you getting too much treatment takes from me. We have a set sum pie, and so, they're all these, oh my gosh, let's go to phone calls. Let's go to Debbie in the great state of New Jersey. You're on the air. Come on down. Debbie? Let's get ready to rumble. Are you there, Debbie? Good,
yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry. I just wanted to say that the demons in our government are laughing at us every time anybody talks about the Constitution of the United States, of our forefathers, because they know full well that we're operating under the Constitution of the Corporation of the United States. And we need to encourage Trump to abolish the IRS, who is the pit bull for the internal revenue.
Yes, in 1913, we got the income tax, we got the Federal Reserve, we got the 17th Amendment to bring our senators from the states elected by the legislature. The House was generally elected, but the Senate was a creature of the states. That was when the real balance went out, and you're right. Mm-hmm. They declare a civil emergency every year with the sergeant of arms, and that's how they ignore everything.
Yeah.
Right. But
it's important for people to understand what the Constitution is so they understand that we're not under it. That's why we point out these discrepancies between what they do and what the Constitution says. Yeah.
Great point, Debbie. Anything else?
Yeah. Also, they're taxing. They're not explaining the difference between income and wages. They're taxing our work wages, so you're getting paid for a half an hour's work.
That's right. They're not even supposed to do that under the Constitution. That's in the Communist Manifesto.
Right. So I'm just saying that if Trump would push more to abolish this criminal entity, that we would gain our sovereignty and learn how to discharge our debt the way we...
Great point, Debbie. Thank you for holding. You're awesome. And, you know, that's the big issue here. Is that Trump said he would do the commission, he'd look at vaccines. That hasn't happened yet. I know he's been busy. And the two people he put in over that are pro-vaxxers, pro, you know, liability protection, unlimited whatever. And he's not going after the IRS when he's got them red-handed going after millions of conservatives, libertarians, veterans groups, 501c3s. I mean, they've been a true terrorist organization, caught red-handed. Their abuses continue. They're unconstitutional. Trump needs to go after the Internal Revenue Service. He needs to do it. They're already trying to bring him down. Why not go all the way? Thank you, Debbie. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Mailman in California from the great state of California. Mailman, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my friend.
All right. I'm calling for an opportunity for InfoWarriors to give a black eye to Bezos through Amazon and his shady dealings with...
Yes, they get $1.48 from every taxpayer on every item they ship. A little special deal for them.
I want to encourage every InfoWarrior out there to look up this article by the Wall Street Journal where it all gets explained. Google, do a search engine on that, and USPS, Amazon, and Priority or Special Delivery, I think is what the name of the article was.
Just like, you made over $10 billion on the Obama phone. Carlos Slim of Mexico, $10 billion to his fat little wallet, screwing over taxpayers for free phones. And then he buys the New York Times and shovels anti-American propaganda down our throat. That's Carlos Slim, who was in Congress last week asking them to censor the new media because it's costing him money. What an arrogant piece of garbage. Go ahead, mailman.
InfoWarriors out there, if you guys read this, understand it. Once you know it and you know that they're breaking up the law, because there's a law from 2006 that says you treat first-class mail a certain way, and these Amazon packages are taking priority over it, and that's against the law.
It is against the law, absolutely. But it's okay. Bezos is only worth $89 million. He only wants your guns, wants your family, wants you sterilized, wants world government, gets CIA money, owns the Washington Post. He's only sworn to destroy you and your family. We should all buy everything from Amazon, and we should all pay him tax money to undercut everybody. I'm sorry, he's $85.1 billion today. So I like Zuckerberg, who called me a dumb effer, though. He said, I hate my users. That's okay, because he's liberal. He's liberal. Good point, Mr. Mailman.
Can I say something here, Alex? You know, it illustrates the leverage that these guys have. Because he's got the Washington Post, and that's big leverage that he got. And he got it for a song. This guy who got $20 billion increase in net worth just the first 5 months of this year bought Washington Post for $250 million.
So that's and then he got CIA $600 million to basically fund his operation.
Exactly.
And then all of us pay him money on every package, $1.48, and it's illegal because Bezos is a liberal. Oh, just like Apple owns the most enslaved factories with suicide nets on the roofs and in the stairwells, and they force a board because they're all like little liberal trendy nerd guys, so it's okay they own slave camps.
Yeah, and they get this kind of leverage from the.
But his name's Bezos. He's liberal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at that little bit of money that he used to get...
But it's okay because he's liberal. I mean, he's liberal and you're not.
And then you look
he has moral high ground. Zuckerberg has moral high ground.
That's right.
Zuckerberg helps Muslims round up people that criticize Allah and who were executed. And he helps them get executed. Oh, I like Facebook. Thank you, Zuckerberg.
No, that's okay.
You don't want to worship him? Look at him laughing. I'm liberal. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you, mailman. Let's talk to Eric. Eric in Wisconsin, come on down.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Well, I'm in a pretty good mood today.
Well, that's always a good thing. So, the other day, I was saying I was talking to my wife, and it really dawned on me because I study history too, like you.
And you thought about Zuckerberg looks like a vampire? I'm sorry.
Well, he kind of does, actually, now that you mention it. Well, basically, they are really taking everything from the ancient gods and redoing it to us. Because if you look at...
Yes, everything you read about in mythology, from human animal crosses to elites, you know, living on armored mountaintops, it's all happening again, yes. Almost like it happened before.
We just had Macron become Jupiter.
He said, I am the god Jupiter. I rule. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, and when I told my wife that, she kind of looked at me cross-eyed. I said, think about it. They think that it's their right to meddle in our lives for absolutely no reason. It's amazing sometimes, and most people don't see it.
Well, you have to understand, with these sociopaths, psychopaths, and others, they love to throw it in your face, and as they get more power, they get more reckless. They're crying out for help, not their psychopathic cerebral cortex, but the overall humanity that's still in them wants to kill them. And so that's why they always lead us to wars and death, and then if nobody will take them out, they usually commit suicide because they just want to kill everybody because they want to kill themselves. But they sit up there and say, I am the great and powerful Oz. I am invincible. But when the little dog pulls back the curtain, well, then you see that it's the little man back there who's been scared all along.
Exactly. And then I have one other thing, too, because I have been a listener to you the last few years. And how you used to tell people, you know, get off the fence, do something. I actually did because I am a patriot. So I started a social media website based on freedom of speech, since everyone wants to seem to take it away from us. So it's called voiceanything.com. I basically combined.
Yeah, your phone broke up when you said the name of the website. It broke up when you said the name of the website. What was it?
Voiceanything.com.
That's a great name. Voiceanything.com. Thank you so much. I'll check it out. And again, folks, it's important when you leave Facebook in places or create your own website or have a website you're on, then use Facebook to draw people into the free open web.
Yeah.
It's the fake corporate cable on the internet system that they admit they want to dominate and control everybody with. So what you do is you use them to then push to your new platform.
Get them out of the ghetto, as Drudge called it.
Let me ask you this question. We're going to go to Craig. What do you? I mean, we know it's Big Pharma wanting to make money, and we know they criticize us showing high quality known supplements that people need, like vitamin mineral mixes and with amino acids. I mean, oh my gosh, how evil! Higher absorption rate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're selling cold silver, or coffee, or shampoo. How evil! Or fluoride free toothpaste. How cookie. But they admit opioid prescriptions have gone up 100% the last year, and I was reading in the last 5 years it's like 300%, and suddenly I know a lot of people who I've been friends with who are just out of my life because they're on opioids and are just, they live and watch TV now and basically take opiates. I mean, it is just everywhere, and it's, thank God, the few times I've taken, I'm allergic to them, when I had compound fracture and stuff. Shoot me up with just morphine. I started vomiting everywhere for 5 hours. Clearly they did it on purpose, but who green-lighted, let's just flood opium everywhere and opioid derivatives?
Maybe it was Petraeus and the CIA when they were in Afghanistan, because that's what basically happened in Afghanistan. We went there. You saw the opium production.
It went from 7% in 2001 to 93% of global production by 2015.
That's right. Record crops every year. So what are they going to do with that? Well, they need to get some money for that crop that they're raising. So it's probably something like the crack cocaine epidemic we saw, Alex. I wouldn't be surprised if we got some reporter who uncovers this at some point in time and finds out that that's exactly what's behind this opioid epidemic. And then that reporter winds up getting killed, just like we had with Dark Alliance and Gary Webb.
And I love how mainstream media acts like they're exposing all this now, when they're the ones that make the money. And take Webb. Yeah. He was coming on my show in a month when his new book was about to get published and come out, proving all the awards he got were accurate and that there was CIA drug dealing. And then now they make movies like Sicario that's based on a composite of true stories. That's been confirmed. I know some of the folks who were actually involved in it, but I'll just leave it at that. And that was them consolidating three cartels down to one, basically. And it's admitted that elements of our government bring in the main narcotics. It happened in Vietnam, but they, again, act like it's kooky and weird to be learned. What they do is they take the general public that's not informed, and they go, don't be insecure. Call someone informed a conspiracy theorist and feel good about laughing at knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's what the modern liberalism is.
Any investigation of what they're doing, any contradiction of their official story is immediately pushed out there as a conspiracy theory. And Gary Webb was initially, when he put out his investigation, it was excellent. He won awards. And then the establishment organized a concerted effort to take him down. The L.A. Times and others, they had.
Then the CIA was involved. That's been declassified.
Yeah, exactly.
The L.A. Times editor was CIA.
Which is what they're doing now to Trump. I call it the Alexpionage, you know, because it's basically the spy services as well as the political establishment, the media establishment that are organized to take Trump down. And they don't care what is true and what isn't true. They're going to keep repeating these lies because that's a tactic of propaganda to destroy his reputation so that they can come after him, destroy his presidency. And they have slowed down his ability to get some of his agenda through. That's a key part of what's happened, is the fact that they're on defense and they keep coming up with
it. Remember, when they derail it successfully, they haven't derailed it all. It's their fault. They're behind it. We're winning by fighting. Right. Think how far we've already come. Globalism is collapsing. They're in crisis. We are having devastating victories. It doesn't mean they may not kill Trump or myself or others, but together we're going over the top. We're winning. Craig in New Mexico on the opioids. Give us your take.
Hi, Alex. You know, I'm calling for the people that actually need the opioids that can't get them. And there's a lot of us out here. And we are being called drug addicts, and we are not.
Well, that's another paradigm. They let you get on them, and then they try to take them away from you.
Well, the other thing, too, is what they're doing with medical marijuana, that's helpful for some people to get off of the more dangerous prescription opioid.
But they won't let you. Sorry, go ahead, caller.
They will not give the opioids to the people that need them. And also, on the other end, they won't give surgery. I need laser surgery, which they will have made me unable to get by $15,000 copay. And all the doctors in my area that give out the opioids have been taken out. And it's ridiculous for the people. I had a friend of mine's son call me trying to get pills off me. And I almost lost my friend because I told him, because of people like him, people like me that actually need the drugs cannot get them anymore.
You're talking about palliative care.
I'm so tired of being called a drug addict. And nobody addresses the other end of the spectrum, those of us who need them.
And well, sir, I want to be clear. There's obviously folks, sure, I understand there's people that it works for, doesn't give you a problem, and it helps alleviate pain. We're not saying that. Then there's extremes like Rush Limbaugh took so many, made him go deaf.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the drug war is that they have come down on doctors who would prescribe painkillers for people who were suffering from cancer.
Hey, my dad was happy to retire from dentistry. He only does it, he has his license, but just for the family. Because they would just give people painkillers for wisdom teeth that were pulled out. And then the state police would show up and go through all their records.
Yeah.
And they were pretty good. Now the feds completely run it. And my dad says, look, they've just made health care where it's just impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're wrecking it, folks, because they're just, you know, no more eye surgery, here's your cane. Mm-hmm. You know, and no more knee surgery. Here's your cane. Thank you, Craig. Sorry to hear you're having those problems. Yes, I know. I've talked to doctors. There is a whole end. What they're doing is doctors that were giving it to real people that needed it are gone. It's only if you follow the computer and the HMO when it tells you. It's when you prescribe it separate. See, it's all computer.
Yeah.
It's all computerized now, folks. My dad managed over 100 dental offices. Believe me, I know.
Centralized control of healthcare is what it really
is. Yeah, as long as you follow what the computer says, you're covered because the computer said it. See, the doctors didn't want to only follow what it says.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's all actuaries done by bioethicists and algorithms. Remember the headline last year? IBM decides when troops get care. They go, oh, we weren't doing death panels at these VA bases. It was the computer deciding.
So the computer is going to be your death.
Just like in Nazi Germany, it was an IBM computer
that
decided how long you lived.
Yeah.
Gus, in the great state of Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm just calling in today to sound the alarm. You know, the last couple months with the release of the Puerto Rican nationalist guy that was at the front of the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, there's been a lot of articles about the island of Puerto Rico. Now, I'm an American of Hispanic descent living down here in the Sunshine State, and I can tell you just from what I've seen in the last few years, we've been flooded with people from the island of Puerto Rico. Well, according to a lot of these...
Hold on, I'm going to come back to you. I mean, David's got a whole show prepared, and I apologize, but soon he'll have more airtime than he ever won. We're going to come back and finish up with you because I want to hear this because, yeah, it's going under, it's bankrupt just like we are if we don't have this recovery. And so I want to hear your take on that because that's the thing. If Trump isn't successful, I mean, it's going to be a depression.
Yeah.
We'll be back with David Knight.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Here we go.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Set aside the alienation. Get on with the fascination. All right, David Knight's taking over. I wanted to finish up with Gus just briefly. Ladies and gentlemen, I have said that we're going to have a super summer sale that would go throughout the month of July. The problem is we're running out of the Brain Force Plus Nootropic. We're running out of Super Mel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, and some of the other best-selling products. So I'm going to continue free shipping throughout the month of July. But in the next few days, I'm going to have to end the 30% off on Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, now at 20% more in each bottle. The 30% off on Supermel Vitality, the Survival Shield X2. I just have to do it. I'll continue the sale on Secret 12, DNA Forces back in stock, the Myco ZX, amazing antifungal yeast candida in the gut and the intestines. That's back. I'm going to have to end the 30% off, though, because we're running low on Biome Defense. That, again, is 30% off when you get it with the Myco ZX. So you support the broadcast, and you fund InfoWars that is in the eye of the storm right now, and help us not just continue, but hopefully expand in the face of the globalists. So never a better time to take advantage of these great prices, of the free shipping, and to support the broadcast. But only a couple days more, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I'll make good on the specials going throughout the month with the free shipping. We'll add some of the other items that aren't selling out or have come back into stock at 25%, 30%, or even 40% off. But our best-selling products, Brain Force, Super Male, Survival Shield X2, and Myome Defense, we've got to stop those 30% offs here in the next 48 hours or so. So take advantage of those again at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, for myself, the crew, and everybody else, you have forged with your support, your prayers, spreading the word, not believing the globalist lies, researching facts for yourself. You have built InfoWars. You are the InfoWar. And so take pleasure and satisfaction in knowing
yes.
We would be in dire straits right now, this country and this world, if we weren't seeing this nationalist awakening globally that isn't perfect, but is instinctive in the right direction and is sending shockwaves across the world. David, what would you call this time we're in today?
Well, it's really a real crisis, isn't it? I mean, we've got danger and opportunity right at the same time. And this could go either way. That's why it's so important for us to get behind Trump. And it's important for Trump to get behind his agenda. We've had an article last week where I was talking about that. It was actually coming out of the Washington Post. I said, for the first time, I agree with Washington Post. He has these massive rallies. He's incredibly popular. And if you could pull people together and get them to hammer these establishment Republicans who don't care anything about our freedoms except for the next election. That's why these people are saying, we're not going to do anything that's going to really change Obamacare. We're going to kind of keep this here. We're going to play it safe because we want to get reelected. Well, you let them know that they're not going to get reelected if they don't do what we voted for four elections. You got to make it clear that that's not going to happen if they don't work with Trump on this agenda, if they're going to block him because they want to do something for the establishment. That's the key thing. They have to understand there has been a sea change here, and I think a big part of that is for Trump to energize the electorate and get these people to come after the establishment Republicans, the so-called moderates.
That's right. They're never going to compromise.
Everything. Yeah.
He's got to rally the troops to remove the establishment Republicans, to remove the Democrats. They are a cancer.
All they want is their job, and you tell them you're not going to have your job if you don't stand with what we voted for.
And I want to go to Gus and then have you take over, because in your stack today was Puerto Rico, and in your stack was Illinois. We're not taking pleasure that Puerto Rico is going under. We're not taking pleasure in Illinois in deep trouble under globalist management. A lot of great people in that state. It's coming everywhere. You think California's bad? Everywhere is infected by this. And when it starts falling, it's going to be like dominoes. So Gus was bringing up what's going on in Puerto Rico. Go ahead, Gus.
Well, yeah, you know, they're being crushed with $122 billion in debt. And, you know, Puerto Rico historically votes 80%+ Democrat. A lot of people may not know this, but even though they're not a state, Puerto Ricans, when they're born, they're basically citizens and they come and go as they wish without a green card. The problem is that crushing debt has, over the last decade, pushed about almost 20% of the island's population into the United States. Historically, they go to the Northeast, but over the last 10 years, they flooded into Central Florida and Orlando. My fear is that the Trump train won't go any further than 2020, because all the Puerto Ricans that are running here into Central Florida are going to flip Florida permanently blue. So I think we all need to write our congressman and just kind of rid ourselves of the island, because we're not going to get Republican votes from these guys, and they're anti-Trump pretty much across the board. So, and they're
why is it that Cubans that have been under communism go 90% Republican? Not that the Republicans are perfect, but it's better than pure communism. Why don't the Puerto Ricans or the Venezuelans or anybody get socialism? Doesn't work. It's a nightmare.
Well, the problem, the thing with Cubans is now you can look at them two different ways. You're pre-Mariel Boatlift Cuban. You know, they're very capitalist. And a lot of them, the reason they vote Republican is because they hate Kennedy for bailing on the Bay of Pigs. But your post-Mariel Cuban is more likely born and raised under socialism. And
yes,
all these young Cubans, they tend to vote Democrat. So that Cuban stronghold the Republican Party has, it's fading, and it's fading fast. But Puerto Rico is going to be more impactful a lot quicker. That they're pushing for statehood so we can wipe the debt off their books.
And no, I understand. I just don't get how you leave communism or socialism, and then you come somewhere else and then try to recreate it. It's like Californians.
Yeah, or New Yorkers.
Yeah, they come here, and then they want to do what they did there. And I'm like, listen, yeah, stay there if you want to have state income taxes. I mean, Texas already has high taxes. Just compared to California, they're low. I mean, I pay so many taxes.
They don't understand why the area that they're coming from is collapsing. That's the key thing. They don't understand in New York or Michigan or in California why those areas are collapsing.
I've been out.
They've come back and they've
been out before, like hiking, and somebody will just throw a beer can down. And I'm not some huge environmentalist, but I don't want to see beer cans everywhere. And I'm like, dude, you need to pick your beer can up. Like, oh, somebody else will do it. And it's like, you know what?
My job, yeah.
I don't like when I'm in a river stepping on a beer can or a bottle, cut my foot open. I go, pick your beer can up. And it's the same thing. Like, I use the allegory of peeing in the pool. People will do it. Don't they get everybody else is doing it? Like, it's weird. I guess when I was like a kid that I'd get up and go to the bathroom at the pool, everybody else was just peeing in it. And I guess that's really, it's like I don't get in the fast lane and drive slow. I get out of the fast lane. The public's so dumb, especially people with Democrat stickers. It's usually Democrats, you know, coexist stickers, whatever, that are in the fast lane going under the speed limit. They don't even know they're obstructionists, David.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at the situation in terms of taxes, they think somebody else is going to pay for this. They think somebody, just like your analogy, they think somebody else is going to pick up the can. Well, they're happy to kick this can down the road because they believe that it's going to be somebody else who's taxed and not them. And that's the key delusion that they operate under in these areas under Democrat control. They're always told they're going to get something from government, but it's never going to cost them anything. That's the core mentality.
And they're throwing cigarette butts and tin cans and baby diapers all over the trail.
Yeah.
And they don't even understand it's messing the trail up for them. They think they're getting ahead. And that's the dirt ball equation. And, I mean, I want to start a national movement. I want $5,000 fines when you're in the fast lane driving below the speed limit. I mean, somebody, I mean, I now have got, I'm not a road rager, but I do when somebody's going 45 and a 60.
Yeah.
I mean, I do drive beside them and I go, that's the fast lane. I'll have roller, I go, fast lane. You get out of it. It's the passing lane. You know, go back to driver's safety. Gus, thank you for the call. David, take over. Thanks for letting me take over 42 minutes of transmission. I know you got a full plate there, so we really appreciate you.
Sure. Yeah.
Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock as well. Keep going, David.
Thanks. And August 21st, new show in the morning, 8 to 11. It's going to be an early morning show, so tune in. We're going to have a lot of breaking news as it happens at sunrise. This is going to be starting at 0:30 for me and others who are coming in here. I want to talk about this Haitian official, because I think this is interesting in light of the fact we just had another GOP operative who was found committed
There's
suicide.
There's no political killings. Lincoln died of natural causes. So did Kennedy.
That's right. That's right. Lead poisoning. In this case that we talked about on Friday, this guy's name was Peter Smith, and he was found with a bag around his head and helium attached to it, and he had written a suicide note saying, "No foul play whatsoever. I did this because I've got an expiring life insurance policy of $5 million. Now, that right there should tell you that something is wrong. If you're going to...
Harry Webb wrote one of those letters.
Yeah, exactly.
Before he shot himself twice in the head with a shotgun.
Yeah, no foul play here. Don't worry about this. Nobody writes that in a suicide note. And the very fact that he says, I'm doing this because I want to collect insurance. Well, you're not going to collect insurance on a suicide. I don't know who's got a policy that pays on suicides. But now we have a Haitian official who was supposed to testify on Tuesday talking about the corruption in Haiti. He has now been found dead by gunshot wound that has been reported, registered as a suicide by the government. They say this man's name was Eberwine, Klaus Eberwine. He was a former Haitian government official who is expected to expose the extent of Clinton's foundation corruption and malpractice. He was going to do it next week. He was found dead in Miami at the age of 50 with a gunshot wound. Not long before his death, he acknowledged that his life was in danger because he was going to expose corruption in the Clinton Foundation. How many times have we heard this before? We had the D.C. madam come on with Alex Jones and saying, and Alex said, "Now you're not thinking about committing suicide." Absolutely not. I'm not going to do this. We had Aaron Schwartz, who is taking on the NSA and the intelligence surveillance establishment, fighting them over SOPA, CISPA, and ACTA, PIPA, all these different variants that they had come up with. He had defeated them multiple times. This guy was a fighter. He was getting in their face. He was not somebody who's going to be cowed down by a prosecutor. And yet, we were told that after they came against him with trumped-up charges, that he committed suicide because he was concerned about 30 years in jail. The wife of the prosecutor who was coming after him, Carmen Ortiz, her husband, because she was getting criticized for all this, said she offered him a deal of only like 30 days to get out of this, not 30 years, if he would just plead guilty to something, and then removed that report. So we've seen this happen over and over again, but especially with the Clintons. We have this long list of Clinton sides, and this is what he had said before he died about the Clinton Foundation. He said the Clinton Foundation, they're criminals, they're thieves, they're liars, they're a disgrace. And he said that at a protest outside the Clinton Foundation headquarters in Manhattan last year. And again, he was due to appear on Tuesday before the Haitian Senate Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, where he was widely expected to testify that the Clinton Foundation misappropriated Haiti earthquake donations from international donors. But then we find out, as he's talking about this, he said in his estimation, he was accused, actually, of fraud and corruption. He said, no, it's not me. It's the government. It's the Clintons. And what he said with that was there was only 0.6% of donations granted by international donors to the Clinton Foundation actually went to Haitians. He said another 9.6% went to the Haitian government. The remaining 89.8%, or $5.4 billion, was funded to non-Haitian organizations. So there's two ways that the Haitians are getting ripped off in this. After a natural disaster, people send a lot of money to them. And, of course, as we always see, corrupt governments take a big cut of that. But in this case, it was really more organizations like the Clinton Foundation that didn't turn the money over to them. They just kept it. They fundraised off of the earthquake, off of the tragedy, but then didn't do anything with the money. That's one aspect of it. The other thing, as we've talked about, as we've interviewed people from Haiti, talking about what's going on there, why are the Clintons so interested in Haiti? Well, because there's a vast amount of mineral wealth there that's tied up in the land, and they want to be able to get the access to that mineral wealth. Just as we saw the Clintons involved with the sale of 20% of our uranium to the Russians, they want to get their claws on what is happening in Haiti, even though it is one of the poorest countries in the world. We just had some friends get back from a vacation in the Dominican Republic, which is on the same island, Hispaniola, as Haiti is. The per capita income from the Dominican in the Dominican Republic is about a quarter of what it is here in the United States. It's $17,000. In the U.S., it's just under $60,000 per capita income. They said the people there were desperately poor. They were constantly coming after them for money and that sort of thing. But they said they had massive border wall and fence to keep the Haitians out. Why? Because even though the per capita income in Dominican Republic is only about $17,000, in Haiti, it's only $769. So one of the poorest, if not the poorest country in the world, sitting on some of the most, the wealthiest reserves of minerals and other things in Haiti. That's why the Clintons are there. And as this article from SHTF, Plan.com points out, Eberwine was expected to testify, but then he winds up committing suicide shortly before. Where have we seen this before? Well, we've seen it all the time from the Clintons, haven't we? Think about Vince Foster. Think about all these other people that we have seen, the many Clinton sides that happen over and over again. Real quickly, I want to talk about Rand Paul and what he had to say about health care, because I think he is spot on with what's going on. He said it's a giant bailout super fund for insurance companies. And he said this over the weekend. He said, I think the longer the bill is out there, the more conservative Republicans are going to discover that it is not repeal, and the more that everybody's going to discover that it keeps the fundamental flaw of Obamacare. He said that on Face the Nation yesterday. He said, basically, what the Republicans are trying to do is to subsidize the death spiral of Obamacare. That's precisely what McConnell and the so-called centrist Republicans are doing. They're the establishment, and there's no difference between these people and the Democrats. Let's understand that. He said, it also has nothing to do with repeal. Rand Paul said, I mean, we promised the voters that for four elections. Four elections. When are they going to keep their promise? He said, I'm not for any more taxpayer money going to an industry that makes $15 billion a year. They're getting their subsidies. Where are they getting it? As we pointed out with Jerome Corsi, they're stealing all of the assets of the now profitable Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, investments. These are things that people have invested in. As I said, my father, when he was preparing for his retirement, he's now deceased, but he had invested money into these types of investments, Fannie and Freddie. There were conservative real estate mortgages that were guaranteed by the government, and yet it is the government that came in after Congress would not fund Obamacare, came in and took all the money there. They did what they called a net asset sweep, took everything out of it. It's basically what we call theft. And that's the way they're funding many of these subsidies, that and massive taxes. I think one of the most interesting things that came out of this over the last couple of days, this was all introduced on Friday, we saw the Cruz Amendment coming in. And then we saw insurers coming out in opposition to the Cruz Amendment. Why would they oppose something that would allow them to offer different products? They don't want competition from even other insurers. They want to make sure that everybody is forced to buy their Cadillac policies. And when I say Cadillac policies, I mean having to buy maternity insurance if you're a young single male. They want everybody to pay for everything. And then they can justify higher and higher rates. People who are paying for this and not getting it from subsidized stolen money see that their insurance rates are going up, that they're skyrocketing. And we have these insurers now who don't want to have any competition. So what the Cruz Amendment said was if you sell the mandated policies that are in Obamacare, which the insurance policies, insurance companies put that in there because that's what they wanted everybody to buy, guess what? They don't want you having a choice. They don't want anybody offering you anything else. And if we go back and look at this, all of these prohibitions against selling insurance across state lines, it's probably there because the insurance companies lobbied for it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Before we get back into the news, I just want to remind you of the July specials that we have extended at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide and up to 30 to 40% off of our most popular items. Things like BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Gut Health and Support Pack. Those are all 30% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off retail. And we have items like DNA Force, not only back in stock, but 20% off. So take a look at the items that we have on sale there. But it's a great time to try other products because, again, free shipping store-wide. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but that's part of our July summer special at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. That's what allows us to grow and to extend the shows and the hours that we're going to be on air. I want to talk a little bit about this report that we see about a lady who came here from Australia, a place where they have no guns. She doesn't like guns in the United States. She thinks that she can trust the police to keep her safe at all times. So she called 911 on Saturday night. Her name was Justine Damon. She had come to America. She had married an American here. And she had been speaking to the police. She called the police. She's standing there in her pajamas. She's talking to the police through the driver's window. And then somehow, for some reason, the cop that is sitting in the passenger seat pulls out a gun and shoots her dead. Absolutely amazing. How many times have we seen people who call the police get shot by the police? And this is something that happens way too often. Now, anybody can make a mistake. But I have to say, when we are looking at the situation, for example, in New Mexico, we had that shooting, if you remember, a few years ago of a homeless man, and it was all captured on the police body cams. And it was very disturbing to see how this went down and how they had been working with this guy for quite some time. They knew that he was not a danger to them. They shot him dead from a short distance after they had been talking to him for quite some time. And at the same time, we had someone who was there in New Mexico who had been one of the instructors at the State Police Academy and had been teaching officers coming in, training officers for decades, say, I am not going to teach your shoot first curriculum. You have changed the way that we interact with the public. You have told and you're teaching the officers to shoot first. And this is an experienced police instructor. He says, I'm not going to be a part of that. This is the issue, folks, the training that we have here. This guy who shot this lady dead was a relatively new officer. I think he had been working for the police for only about 2 years, so something of a rookie. But the real issue is the way that they're training them, the shoot-first issues. And when I look at this article that was on the Drudge Report about facial recognition coming to police body cameras, do you realize just how dangerous this is? We've had situations, I remember seeing artificial intelligence was going to alert police to suspicious behavior. And they called the SWAT team on a guy that was essentially trying to change his flat tire. They saw him kind of lurking around and standing around the outside of the vehicle for a while. Then he bends down. You can't see him on the other side of the car. So they thought he was stealing the car, that he's getting under the car and steal. But it was flagged by the artificial intelligence. When the police are told that there's some kind of crime going that's ongoing that could be a danger to them, then they come with their guns drawn and they're ready to shoot. And they are instructed to do that. It is a shoot-first curriculum. That's part of really what we saw with Lando Castillo. Absolutely outrageous that this guy, who was pulled over for a minor traffic violation, of course, the reason the black community is upset about this, he's pulled over 52 times in a short period for minor traffic violations, never had done anything wrong. He was licensed to carry. He told him, I've got a gun on. And they get in this back and forth, and he gets shot 7 times. That was the other part of it. That is what we have to be concerned about. Black or white, we have to change the way that the police are engaging with all of us. We have to get control over that. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
MyCozyX is back in after 5